The holidays are expensive. You're paying for gifts, travel, decorations, food, and before you know it, you've blown way past what you were planning to spend. Don't start the new year off with bad money vibes. Download Rocket Money to stay on top of your finances. The app pulls your income, expenses, and upcoming charges into one place so you can get the clearest picture of your money. It shows how much to set aside for bills and how much is safe to spend for the month so you can spend with confidence. No guesswork needed. Get alerts before bills hit. Track budgets and see every subscription you're paying for. Rocket Money also finds extra ways to save you money by canceling subscriptions you're not using and negotiating lower bills for you. On average, Rocket Money users can save up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Start the year off right by taking control of your finances. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Seemed like at the beginning of the pandemic, we were like, no, it's totally cool for the kids to be on their computers all day long. Like, we want that. It helps them socialize.
I thought I was having a flashback. I do remember that, right? All of a sudden, all the rules were off. Whatever it takes to survive this thing, they need it for their mental health.
Yeah, now, not so much. Jason Nagata is the assistant professor of pediatrics at the University of California. So, Jason, we handed them these laptops and we're like, okay, now school is going to be on this computer. How do we break the screen habit when they've become so dependent on them?
Yeah, that's a great question. I think we're all struggling with that, both for our kids and for ourselves, really. The American Academy of Pediatrics actually used to have specific limits, and they recommended that kids should be on their computers or screens for less than 2 hours a day, but that's just not practical anymore. So now the recommendation is develop a family media use plan. You know, every family has different needs, has different media use things, you know, different schools have different requirements. So there's not really a one-size-fits-all answer anymore. But there are certain tricks and tips that can be implemented for each individual's household if it works for you.
Is it like treats? What do we do?
Right? Snacks.
Like treats, yeah. Snacks, bribes?
Bribery.
What are we doing?
Cash.
Yeah, well, some possible thoughts would be to talk with your kids and family about having screen-free times. Another good one is right before bedtime, because we do know that the more sort of exposure to screens and lights and activation right before bed, it actually can disrupt your sleep cycle.
I have one friend who the chargers are all out in the hall, so that like I mean, I know my daughter does it, too. It's like the minute they go into their room, they kind of like go under their sheets and they have their phones and then they can plug it in, whatever. But if you need your phone to charge overnight, now it's outside your room. And that's another way to make sure they're not on their phone at nighttime.
Well, it's an easy place to count, I would imagine. Right. So let's say that we're trying to do these things, implement these things, but they're still getting past the barriers there. What's going to happen 5-10 years from now? What are the big downfalls that have happened of this new behavior?
Well, while there are some shorter term studies showing that it can disrupt sleep and, you know, there can be mental health consequences, I think we've all seen like the Facebook files and how exposure to Instagram can, you know, worsen young people's body image and potentially lead to eating disorders. You know, I think that screen time, it's not all universally bad or good. It's just a tool and it's kind of how we use screens, because the reality is that screens aren't going to go away for our kids. Like, they're going to need to have computer and digital technology skills to, you know, make it through school and the workforce. We can't completely ban them.
You know, you mentioned earlier that like 2 hours used to be the recommended time for screen time. It's funny because when I get the update every week from my iPhone saying, oh, your usage was down from 5 hours and 20 minutes a day to 4 hours and 40 minutes. I'm like, say what? Look at me living the green life.
Yeah, but I mean, that's not like a real thing. It's still nearly 5 hours.
But like, what would you say is a healthy recommended time a child should have access to screens? And maybe for adults, too.
Given the complex work and school needs of screens, there's not a one number answer. But I think it's more like the recreational time that we use, not so much what you're doing then, but also what you could be doing with that 8 hours or the additional time instead.
Jason Nagata, assistant professor of pediatrics at the University of California. Thank you, Jason.
Thanks so much for having me.